Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in season 5 with the commentary of the Sfarno and the notes and translation of Rabbi Pelkovitz. We are in 320 Gimel Chaf Aleph. We are about to take our big mid-winter, mid-year hiatus for about a month and a half or so. We have about two or so mishnahs left after this, a perfect stopping point to finish here the first three chapters, and then we have the last three chapters, 4, 5, 6, to come back to. Want to let you know, you can be a partner, a pillar in the idea, in the vision of growing our podcast in the future. It is an ultimate dream of mine. Ultimate vision of mine to be on the radio live doing my shows, and that would be wonderful to take care of one day. We have a crowdsourcing campaign to match that effect. TheChesedFund.com, 1S, / Tani Chesed Fund, 2S's, / The Tani Talks Podcast. TheChesedFund.com, / Tani Chesed Fund, 2S's, / The Tani Talks Podcasts. You can help be a visionary partner in this idea today. Let's look at 321 Gimel Chaf Aleph, talking about Torah with Derech Eretz, talking about Torah with having a job. The Rambam himself did that. He was a physician. He was able to do things like that. And we too can do that, but we have to have proper Derech Eretz, a proper job, and proper midos as well, proper manners. Torah im derech eretz. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria Omer. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria says, "Im ein Torah, ein derech eretz." If there is no Torah, there is no positive social behavior. Im ein derech eretz, ein Torah. If there is no positive social behavior, no manners, no work, there's no Torah. The two have to come together. It's good for a person to be able to do that. It's good for a person to be able to be involved in that. But we want to make sure that they come together. Torah im derech eretz. It's good to be an earner, learner, learner, earner, to work and to learn, to have manners and to be involved in Torah. The two have to come together. Im ein chachma ein yira. If there is no wisdom, there's no fear of God. How could you have proper fear of God if you don't even have the wisdom to understand what's involved in the Torah, what's involved in being involved in a Torah lifestyle? Im ein yira ein chachma. If you don't have the proper fear, how could you have the proper wisdom? You don't have the proper wisdom, how could you have the proper fear? They're coexistent. They're codependent. Emein das ein bina. If there is no knowledge, there is no understanding. Emein bina ein das. If there is no understanding, there is no knowledge. Things come together. You have to have proper knowledge and proper understanding together. Im ein kemach ein Torah. You don't have the flour. You don't have the ability to pay your bills. How are you going to read the Torah if you don't even have a light flickering on over you to actually learn the Torah? You don't have heat in your house. You don't have what to pay the bills with a job. How are you going to learn? How are you going to have any comfort to be able to be involved in learning? Im ein Torah ein kemach. Without Torah, what is the purpose of your job? What is the purpose of your occupation? What is the purpose of your livelihood? What is the purpose at all? Make sure to have all of this come together. The Sfarno points out, if there's no Torah, the intellectual aspect of Torah, then there will be an absence of the type of positive social behavior which results from it, namely the willingness to do good unto others for the sake of honoring one's Creator and emulating Him in accordance with His will. Similarly, if this kind of positive social behavior is not present, it demonstrates that there is no Torah. Also, if there's no social wisdom, the type of ethical behavior which compels people to conduct their affairs with integrity and honesty in such a manner that the spirit of one's fellows is pleased with him, it is because there is no fear of God. And if there's no genuine fear of God, which only comes about when a man recognizes his greatness, then there can be no social wisdom worthy to foster a service, and even the wise will not contribute to society unless it be for their personal benefit. If there's no understanding, there's no knowledge. There's no understanding, meaning man's intellectual, theoretical thought process removed from practical application, then there can be no pure knowledge. If there is an absence of such knowledge, then it is due to one's failure to toil and fully exert one's powers of understanding and apply to the practical and the real, as our sages say, Yagati v'lo matzasi. Alta amen lo yagati matzasi alta amen. Do not believe one who says I labored and did not find, nor one who says I did not labor and found, from Megillah. Gemara Megillah. If there's no flour, no Torah, no Torah, no flour. If there is no flour, then a person cannot occupy himself with Torah. Therefore, it is fitting that one pursue those activities which are necessary in order to earn a livelihood. Similarly, if there's no Torah, then there's no flour. For flour is a food inherently meant for man's consumption when he is distinguished from the animals. But when there is no Torah, flour becomes like animal fodder to a man.
The notes point out, Svar interprets the words Torah, Derech, Eretz, and Chachma, referring to specific aspects of these terms. In the context of the Mishnah, Torah refers to Chelek HaIyuni, the philosophical, intellectual parts. Derech Eretz refers to man's ethical, moral conduct, and Chachma to man's social wisdom. Fear of God or Yira does not mean fear of divine retribution, but rather the awe and reverence evoked by man's recognition of God's greatness. While Bina, understanding, refers to man's power of reasoning, which refines his knowledge. No Torah, no flour. The Sforno's commentary on flour and Torah is based on the Talmud Pesachim 118, which portrays Adam's fear when he was told that he would have to till the earth, bring forth his bread by the sweat of his brow, and that he and the animals would eat from the same trough. God reassures him that man will remain superior to the animals even in this area, for man will transform wheat into flour and bake bread, a much more sophisticated and refined way of consuming food. This is what the Sforno means when he interprets the words of Elazar ben Azariah. If there is Torah in man's life, his flour and bread, his manner for preparation and eating will be far different than that of animals and beasts. Make sure to remember what a holy task to bring Torah with work, to bring Derech Eretz with work, with Torah. Really, Derech Eretz kadma la Torah. Derech Eretz came way before the Torah. The Torah came many generations after man was created. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, many generations down till Moshe and the Jews finally received the Torah. Derech Eretz came first. The ethical way came first. And that's what's to remember. Torah comes with Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz comes together. They come together as well. Join us next time. We're going to finish up Chapter 3 and bring our big hiatus, our mid-year hiatus. We're going to talk about that wisdom should exceed his good deeds. Or should good deeds exceed wisdom? Let's talk about it here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.